In 2018 and 2019, St. John's Lutheran Church of Northfield, Minnesota is conducting oral histories of its members. My name is Judy Carlson, and today we'll be interviewing St. John's member, Dolores Mickelson, who also goes by the name Dodie. Dodie is a longtime member of the congregation. Welcome, Dolores and Dodie, and I'm looking forward to hearing your St. John's story. Let's start out by having a few questions about your family. Well, let's first start. How did you first get involved with St. John's?
Well, we were married in 1954, and we tried, I think one other church and then here, and it's been 1954 on.
Boy. Yeah. And what role did St. John's have in your family life? And also tell about your children and how they were involved in St. John's.
Well, then I think when I started, our kids came to Sunday school, of course. And then when our youngest one was Lynn, and she was 2 years old, then Pastor Bjorn had come out one day when I was weeding the flower garden, and and we lived out in the country. And then he asked if I would help teach, and I said no. Of course, St. John's was huge compared to the little tiny church that we came from, which was Long and Prairie, not far from here, but toward Denison and Stanton, between Denison and Stanton and Cannon Falls, that area. And so then I didn't think I would dare teach here, but he said they really needed somebody. And that was the year that they had already had two teachers that had quit for the fourth grade. And our daughter was 2 years old, so then everything was easier for the kids to. And so I decided I would, this was probably November, and they'd already had two. So I decided I would stick it out for the rest of the year. And it was fourth grade, and it was a tough class because there were 10 kids, and they were all such different levels, from one that could hardly read and to one that was smarter than I was, I'm sure. And so it was really hard, but I stuck it out.
You did it. And 10 in the class.
Yeah. So it was really hard. We found out years later that was a hard year because they had trouble in Faribault, too. Accidentally find out those things years and years later, but it was a hard year.
Oh my God.
But then after that, then I started teaching the three-year-olds, and that was, I loved that, and that was a lot of work, a lot of hours, but it was really, I really loved it, and I love the three-year-olds. What you see is what you get.
Yes.
No pretense with them, and it just was really fun.
And how long did you work with the three-year-olds?
Probably 52 years total, but I think it was about 30-some years that I taught that I was the teacher. Then after that, then we started going to Arizona for a little while. And so when I would be gone, then I was just the helper. And that was nice. And from then on, the rest of the 52 years, I was just helping. And that was really, loved it.
Oh, so you weren't the main teacher then?
Right.
I see. 52 years of three-year-olds.
I loved it, though.
Oh my gosh.
So neat.
How was it to see those children grow up in St. John's?
Yeah, and that was a real special warmth, and it was really a treasure, because then the threes, they turn around in church and say, wave and things like that, and then there's a period of that you don't see them that often, but you always keep track, and then when they come back for visits and stuff, it's just special.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. 52 years.
And I think the name I had the most was Mickle Mickelson. Mickle Mickelson, and then I've got to think of what, There was one other special one. And one girl called me Mr. Nicholson. That one.
Mr. Nicholson.
Mr. Mickelson.
Mr. Mickelson. Oh my goodness.
So it was fun.
And anything about your family that you'd like to share?
And then they were all through. Our daughter was two when she stayed in the nursery the first year that I taught Bible school. I used to teach the Bible schools to the vacation Bible school.
Oh my goodness.
And so then they stayed there. And then I started they had started the Wednesday night school, which worked perfectly for the preschool, for the three-year-olds, just wonderfully. But it was the family members then that would have school the next day when they were in second grade or first grade or even preschool. Then they were probably in bed at the time they should be. And to get the Wednesday night school started, we only had three that first year. But then by the end of the year, I used to pick them up on the way to church at 6:30 at night. And it was really, we had about seven by the end of the year. And so it grew, and it was really, really good for the three-year-olds, but not for the families necessarily if they had other age groups. So that's how we had to quit that.
You picked them up at their homes?
Yeah, on the way in.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was fun.
You really got to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah. I loved teaching that age group. It was really fun.
And then did you teach Wednesday night in addition to Sunday mornings?
No. Then there was the choice. They could, and it was really good for a long time. But then when it started interfering with the other age groups in the family, it didn't. So, but yeah, then they could have Sunday free, you know. They could all come to church, which was really, really nice to come to church as a family.
Yes, yes.
So, uh-huh. And then at that time we had the church in between, or church was in, Sunday school was in between the two services.
That's right.
Yeah.
What else have you done at St. John's? What are your other services and leadership roles?
I was treasurer for the Welcome for 3 or 4 years, something like that. And then I was on the Board of Education for quite a while, and on the Board of Hospitality, different times. So.
The Board of Hospitality?
Hospitality. There was a hospitality board.
Oh, uh-huh.
So.
And what, we don't have that now. What has that become?
I don't know.
For instance, funeral hospitality or
no, it was basically welcoming people into the church as they transferred from somewhere else or came or warm. It actually covered a lot. I can't really get to remember the specifics now because that was quite a while ago. But yeah, that was really good too. And on the Board of Education for, I don't remember how long, 2 or 3 years.
So. And the Board of Education will help develop Sunday school programs and curriculum maybe?
Well, that was varied according to the time, you know, what was happening.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so it was very good.
What attracted you to St. John's?
Just that I came from a Lutheran church. I know actually how it did. Because Gertie's mother, we were just first married, and she said that we should be sure to get a church right away. And Gertie was a bit upset after we left and got in the car, and he said, "We're joining your church." Because they were Methodist.
Oh.
And it's because she had wanted us to join right away a church, then that's what he said. So that's basically how it happened.
I see. Well, that's interesting, and it seems like it's worked well for you all these years.
Yeah, we have 65 years.
65.
We've been married, so we've been here 65 years.
Wow. And you lived on the farm, did
well,
you
Well, not on the farm, just south of town. Well, you know where the bowling alley is. We're across from. We were built a house, or a basement house out there.
Oh.
Okay. Lived in the basement for 4 years.
Okay.
Moved upstairs.
And Gordy's been in the building construction business.
Yeah. So it took us a year to build that house and working on weekends, and he worked 60 hours a week and done by Thursday night, and then we built the house the weekends.
You built your own blast or in spare time.
Yeah, not exactly spare. But
well, right, yeah, that's weekends.
Weekends.
Interesting. Well, what have you liked about worship at St. John's, worship and music?
I can't say specifically. I think it's the people. And because it was a big church, I started out feeling like I wasn't certainly going to participate in anything because there are so many people to do so much. But it didn't take long, and everybody was so welcoming and so just easy to get to know.
So the awesomeness of the big just dissipated after you got to know people.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any special hymns that that you like?
I think there's so many that I like that I think, well, actually the one that with being with the three-year-olds, of course you start with that Jesus loves me. And you don't realize until over the years how that Jesus loves me can keep on in your life. And how it just takes on more and more and more meaning as you get older. But that's the one basic thing that the three-year-olds always ended up knowing for sure was those songs. And otherwise, I just can't even come up with a favorite song because I have so many. Jesus, Priceless Treasure was always a favorite. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I can fill it in later.
Okay, sure.
And then I was, part of being belonging was with Welka. That was really a good place to.
Tell me more about that.
That brings you into the other part of the congregation that you don't know other than the people that you know during the 8:30 service, which we always go to. So you get drawn into both the other 10 o'clock, 10:45 services. Mm-hmm. Because through Welka. And then our circle, we were started out as the cradle roll circle. And for years, people thought that the cradle roll circle was just something else, that we didn't even have Bible study because we were called the cradle roll circle. And so, of course, we did have the Bible study, but ours, because of that age group then, our one night out was for our circle. And that was our big night out. And so that would last much later than most circles would ever last because it was everybody was the same age, all had kids. Mm-hmm. And so we got away for that night and it lasted. Late.
It really became more than the Bible study, but
friendships, deep friendships for way back.
Yes. And I would guess you're still friends with many of those.
Yes,
people.
And we're still in the same circle for like jokingly, but there's just a certain number of that are still
you still
in
belong
the same
to
circle.
Circle.
Same circles.
Same circle. And you meet once a month now?
Yeah. That's all we ever met was once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. And that's why it became so important.
Yeah, it really was.
Interesting. What roles did you play? Did you have leadership roles in Welka? You mentioned that, I think, a few sentences ago, but remind me, or can you expand on that?
Well, then I was just, we took turns being chairman and treasurer. I was treasurer for that a lot. And otherwise, it was just... just the togetherness and the openness that you get in a Bible study that you wouldn't ordinarily get if it was brand new people all the time, you know, each year.
Yes.
But we did really develop so that you could talk about anything that was really bothering you or really delighting you or whatever.
Really a support group became. We didn't use those terms necessarily years ago.
But it is.
It certainly evolved.
Yeah, it still is.
Yes, and it still is. How many women are in your circle?
I think 11 or 12.
And have most of them been the core? Have you been the core since?
Well, we did. They did have 1 year, probably 20 years ago or so, where they tried to break up the circles, and so then half of us, a little more than half of us, stayed. And then switched to a different, they wanted them in different circles. And then later on, some of those circles have dissipated and now they're back. So it's been, you know, not always the exact same ones. So.
I see, evolving.
Yeah.
Quite evolving.
Yeah.
Interesting. So your support group sort of broke apart according to church suggestion, but then folks came back.
Because those groups that they formed, people get older and die and everybody, so they weren't able to do the work that they needed to do for serving the meals or the welcome coffee.
Oh, so circles were involved in providing the Sunday morning coffee?
No, not that. During the Welka things, the Welka met once a month, and we met
once a month. I see.
So Welka is the first Thursday, and then we were meeting the second Thursday at circles.
And so when you talk about serving, it was serving the general Welka group. All the circles came together.
And then we do things like serving at the Three Links coffee for their birthdays and things like that.
Oh, just... I don't know much history about the circles, and so that's good to tell about.
I think that was probably the biggest tie-in to getting to know people was through the circles. For me.
Yes. And what did the men have?
No. When I grew up, it was Lutheran Brotherhood, and that was really strong. But then that was never very strong in St. John's. But but the circles were in the Welka. It wasn't called Welka then, it was... not Ladies' Aid, there's something in between there.
Oh, that's a term I haven't heard for a long time.
They didn't call it Ladies' Aid then, but when I grew up it was Ladies' Aid.
Yes. And fewer women worked outside the home.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about the importance of your circle being a support group, and this was anticipated, you really looked forward to meeting with your friends in the evening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did it meet during the day too?
No, we always met at night.
In the evening.
Stayed late.
Late. And did you go from, it was
Everybody else,
And so you went and served in your homes.
Yeah.
What, do you have any fun? Oh, one more thing. How has St. John's Church changed over the years?
Like the participation has changed for how we work, like for the Sunday morning coffees. And that used to be, when that first started, it used to be groups, and they were kind of, those groups were in an area around closer to where you were
living.
Yeah, neighborhoods groups. More. And then now, when it got to be the figuring out the hospitality groups, then you were in, now you're in that, in that. And when it was that you did it twice a year, it's been hard to get people to volunteer to help with those because people don't answer the phones anymore. No, that's one big thing. Yeah. I mean, now they have just decided to do it with people. Basically, you don't have to call, you don't have a chairman. There were three families that helped when in our group, and we were calling and calling and calling, and it got to be so frustrating because you had to see what all three, you couldn't do it at the same time because you didn't know which ones had volunteered for the other person calling. Oh, sure. So that now that's not doing that anymore, that they're just signing up direct, it has helped this last switch. So there's always things that the Welka has also changed a lot because there used to be up to 40, probably 50 people when I first was in Welka, when 65 years ago. And that was it was just a basic change in people working outside the home.
Yes.
And now it's very small.
Welka is smaller?
Yeah,
know?
A lot smaller.
Oh, I see.
So that's changed and that's become like.
Do you ever help in the with the 3-year-olds anymore? Do you go visit them?
Just quite a few years ago. But now they're getting a really good group of young people that are taking charge. So, yeah. And then actually one thing that I was involved in with that was interesting and that I really liked was I was on the board for helping with the 125th reunion,
our celebration.
And that was really fun. Joe Shaw was in that group, and he was the one that got Grace Upon Grace was our theme. And I just loved it that this 150th now, they picked up the grapes overflowing.
Yes.
So with St. John's and John.
That's a wonderful piece of history.
The verse coming from John, so that was really great.
Well, Dolores, do you have any final reflections you'd like to add?
No, that I just think this is a people that talk about a church being welcoming or not and being large, it didn't ever hit us as that. When my daughter went to, after she graduated from college and was working in Wilmer, and there were three big churches there, but none of them were welcoming. And even, you know, for her being grown up, he can come in. It's your turn. We're going over. That's it.
So your impression of the large church certainly changed almost immediately, and it was very welcoming for you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Dolores, for sharing your story and your family's story, part of St. John's Lutheran Church, Sesquicentennial.
Good, thank you.